Welcome to the World of Webcraft tutorial series, where we're going to show people how to use ActionScript 3 and Flash, along with PHP and MySQL, to create social games for their website if they happen to have a membership system on their website, the type of website where people can sign up and then log into and do whatever various things. Now, some of you guys might be wondering what point we're going to be starting from. This series will assume that you have a website that already has some kind of basic member system so you can load them in as the game player when they log in and to remember what they have accomplished in the game. And some of you might be wondering why I am making worldofwebcraft.com the actual .com that's going to be a game. And first and foremostly, it is to have a place to build and show and prove things on video away from my other server. So I don't want to be doing this on developphp.com, so I just got another little .com where I'm going to be doing the tutorial series and show actually what I'm building out as I build it. Secondly, I might make it a real game down the road if I start to enjoy what I'm building. So what you will be shown are just the basics. You'll not get a finished, polished game unless you polish it up yourself and enhance it using your own creativity. I'm going to lay down the basics and you guys can take it from there. How will we get the actual scripts that Adam creates in the videos? There will be no Flash source files given away in order to encourage people to build their own and watch the videos to become more self-sufficient. However, I will cleverly section out each video in this series and supply the exact scripts used in the corresponding video. The copy-paste scripts and code will live at developphp.com under its corresponding video. I will be sure to put links to the script pages under each video as they come out at the YouTube network. So at the description area at YouTube, you'll see a link. That's what you click to go and get the friggin' source script. And finally, before we get cracking, stay smart and stay safe. If you want to be safer, you can rename important things like scripts, folder names, database stuff, etc. Just in case a lot of people watch these videos. So if a lot of people watch these videos, everybody's going to know the guts of your system, and it may be easier for them to attack it or deface it if you don't rename things. After you see that everything's working, just go and slowly start renaming things so you don't get attacked so easily. So ordinarily, you would never dare show the inner workings of your system to anyone. But I have to show you my inner workings in order to instruct effectively. And maybe after the tutorial series, I'll go about slowly renaming everything in my system. Okay, first of all, I bought worldofwebcraft.com and I put the basic member system into it. And it didn't take me very long. At DevelopPHP, if you need a member system and you haven't got to that point yet, you can go to DevelopPHP. In the video tutorials, click PHP and MySQL on the left. Scroll down this list and you'll see basic member system here. And then we have the web intersect system, which the web intersect system is huge. And it's a very in-depth system. It's got a few bugs. It's not 100% secure, but it'll give you a groundwork to get started in, and then you can go about really amplifying and enhancing it. But that's only if you happen to not have one. I know a lot of people that have been following the channel have a member system already in place in their site, so they're at the exact point that I am here with World of Webcraft, where people can join and people can also log in once they join. And you can see here in my system, if I click somebody's name and I go to their profile, you can see he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 friends. And so does everybody else. If I click Brad, Brad has 8 friends as well. Now read what I wrote here. This friend above is just a randomly generated list for demonstration purposes. So each person in the game, if you happen to be somebody who has joined here, once you're loaded into the Flash game, you're going to have 8 friends. And they are going to be loaded into the game just randomly. You're not going to be able to go around picking your friends on this particular site. But if you happen to go to the Web Intersect series, it has that nice friend system tutorial. If you really want to learn how to make a nice one, kind of like Facebook has, where you request people and they have to accept you and things like that, then you can learn with these links that I put here. That's on everybody's profile. Those links show up. All right? And if I ever go to change my game to make it a real game that's an official game, I'll remove all of that stuff and I'll make the site really what it should be. But at this point, it's a very, very basic thing. You can see my player list is just a black and white page with a list of people who have joined so far. Okay, create a page called game.php. Really, you can name it whatever you want. And you're going to have this script in the top. So the first thing is start session, so you can work with session variables in the page. Then the next thing I'm doing here is I'm forcing script bugs to show on a page only during production, just in case your php.ini file is set to not display them. And if you want a nice clean script, you might want to go ahead and show yourself all the errors and warnings that would pop up. Only in production. When production's finished, you can remove that. Yeah, let me zoom in on this code. Then the next thing we do is initialize two variables here that are going to be output variables down in the bottom of the page in the HTML section. So we have to initialize those or else we'll get errors. And then we have an if-else condition statement here. And the way that reads is, if is not set the session ID variable, then we're going to header them to the index.php page. That is a way to send them to any page you want instantly and exit this script. Now the else condition, the else part of that statement, we can go ahead and safely gather up their session variables because we know they're set. And I'm using preg replace to filter everything out of the session ID. I'm filtering out everything but numbers. And the session username, I'm filtering out everything but lowercase and uppercase letters and numbers. Because I have an I here, that means it's a case insensitive search. So really, you don't even need that one there, but I'm just going to leave it there. This one you need here because you only have A through Z. In some of these, when I've given out the preg replace examples before, you've seen me do this where it's uppercase A through Z and then lowercase A through Z. But if you have an I here, that means non-case sensitive. So the case doesn't matter if you put that I there. So you could just put lowercase A through Z. And that won't filter out any capital letters or anything. You don't have to worry about that filtering out capital letters, but it will filter out everything else except numbers. Just letters and numbers. Capital letters, lowercase letters, and numbers will all be safe. Everything else will be filtered out of that. And I'm doing the same thing to the session password because that password is a salted password. It's only it's got MD5 hash on it, so that means there's only lowercase, uppercase letters and numbers. So that's why we're using preg replace there, because some baddie might put session variables. They can tamper with their cookies using Firefox or whatever they want to use to tamper with their cookie files for your site. And then they can put dangerous characters and weird things in there. You query your database with some of this information, and you can get hacked. So you got to be careful. You got to filter out everything you're going to query your database with. All right, the next little bit is to check the database to see that the ID, session ID, is related to the session password. And this will deter people from being able to impersonate one another so easily on your site. They'll have to know each other's passwords, basically, to impersonate one another. So you include your scripts from your scripts folder or whatever folder you have your connect to MySQL file, or you can just put your connection lines right in here. Connect to your database, and you select all from my members where ID equals the session ID and password equals the session password. Limit one. Then you run MySQL num rows on that SQL query here, and you say if num rows is equal to zero, that means that person doesn't exist, and you can boot them out to the index page or whatever page you want to send them to. So that's all the PHP we're going to start with, and now we safely know that we can send in this person's username into the Flash file. So down here in my HTML, you'll notice I have HTML here and some CSS. And here's the end of my HTML. You can see my body tag is right there. Not much going on in this page yet. You can see I'm echoing out links, and those links were created right here because I wanted to give my members at World of Webcraft a link to their profile page and a link to the logout page, which I have to put logout right there. Okay. And here, I'm echoing out the username, saying, hi, username, welcome to the world of Webcraft. And then we have a div, which I gave an ID of game container. That way, if I want to style it up, or have jQuery affected, or anything like that, I can easily do that. But this div is where we're going to put the Flash game. So I wrote, we will place the Flash game SWF code here, and send this dynamic value of username into the Flash game. And we can also send the ID if we want. You can send the username, ID, and password because we have access to all three of those pieces of information. And when we get to that point, I'll show you exactly what we send in. I might send in the username and the ID. I don't know. But as long as you send some unique data about an individual into the Flash game, then the player is loaded. And that's how we're going to approach it. And keep in mind that Flash, once you put an SWF here, we can put some action script in place, and Flash can really call out to another external script to see who this sessioned user is. You don't really have to use Flash vars to send the variable into Flash when it loads up. You can use Flash action script anywhere in any part of your file, in your Flash file, to request out to an external file to see who's sessioned. Now let's take a look at how this runs on the site live. And you can see everything works nice. So if I go to view my profile and I click enter the world, it's going to take me to game.php where that PHP code is running that I just explained to you. And now right here is where we're going to have the SWF come in. First we have to go into Flash. We're going to do that in the next video. We're going to go into Flash, start working on a file, render out an SWF, and then we're going to put that SWF here, and I'm going to show you how we can access that person's name from within the Flash file. It's very easy. And I'm going to have this exact script that I'm using for my game.php page. I'll have it on develop.php underneath this video where you can just easily copy and paste it if you want to see exactly what I'm working with. Alright, so I'll see you in part 2.